B-Pod Studios.
They acquired JT Realmuto yesterday, and by all accounts, he is the best catcher in the game today. So it was a major, major coup for the Philadelphia Phillies. And this goes beyond just acquiring a starting catcher, because he's got some really interesting numbers. And for those numbers and some factoids, you bring in our ace, Hembo, from the ESPN Morning Show, Get Up. Hembo, how you doing? We're not talking football.
I know. Yeah, you know I love the birds, but when the Phillies made this deal yesterday, I was texting you up a storm. You know I'm giddy about this guy.
Yes, you are. You're a big Phils fan, and you love this guy. So give me some factoids about JT Realmuto.
We're going to get in the weeds a bit, but in the next few minutes, I will have convinced you and your listeners that this is going to be the Phillies' best catcher since Darren Dalton. He is not just the best catcher in baseball, as you said, which he is. He is practically a unicorn, because five-tool players are a rarity in today's game, as you know, given specialization, especially at a premium position like catcher. Let's start with his hitting. Realmuto has been surpassed by Marlins Park, which has rated among the five least friendly ballparks for hitters in each of the last three seasons. The gap between his OPS there, Mikey Miss, and all other ballparks is equivalent to the difference between Mookie Betts, the American League MVP, and John Jay. He's a utility outfielder during that time. Excluding all plate appearances taken at Marlins Park in the last three seasons, Realmuto's batting average on balls in play of .363 ranks seventh among 366 qualified hitters.
So he hits .363 with balls in play. And that's real interesting, because that means he hits the ball hard, he hits it in gaps, and you know, gets the ball down.
He does, but what has been made exceedingly clear in my research is that his batted ball profile did not favor Marlins Park. Mm-hmm. He can hit for power too, but he wasn't able to show that there, and I'll tell you why. Citizens Bank Park graded as the fourth best park for home runs last season. Marlins Park is where Realmuto's fly balls have gone to die. In the last three seasons, his slugging percentage on fly balls is 41% below the league average there, and 17% above the league average in all other stadiums. Mikey Miss, only 6.5% of his fly balls at Marlins Park over the last three seasons found the seats, but his figure in all other ballparks of 15.4 is in line with Anthony Rizzo, Adrian Beltre, Matt Carpenter, and a bunch of other legitimate sluggers.
That's pretty lofty. Are we talking about a 30 home run guy here?
That's the exact number I was going to give you for the over under. Mm-hmm. He said 49 bombs in the last three seasons, but Citizens Bank Park last year graded as the fourth easiest, and Marlins Park as the hardest. You could not possibly make a bigger jump as a hitter than this.
Now, he's a freak athlete, and that's unusual, because freak athletes don't come up as catchers anymore. They're shifted to other positions. But this guy can do it all behind the plate, which is a lot more than Jorge Alfaro could do.
No kidding. He has a hose. The part of his game that you may most enjoy, Mikey Miss, you're a baseball guy, is his throwing arm. Realmuto has ranked among the top two in average pop time to second base in each of the last three seasons, according to StatCast. And he has thrown out 35% of would-be base stealers during that time. That's 8% more than Jorge Alfaro, who was part of that package back. And as a team, the Phillies ranked 22nd in baseball over that measure in the last two seasons. They've really missed Chooch in that area. This guy can throw it. He's got an absolute cannon. You're going to enjoy watching him.
Now Alfaro could throw out some runners, too. So that's significant that he does, he has that much 8% higher than Alfaro.
But Alfaro doesn't have the exchange that this guy has. He has the arm and the exchange.
Yeah, all right. And he also can block balls, which Alfaro could not do.
Yeah, let's get really in the weeds here, okay? I'm going to throw my glasses.
Into the weeds.
Okay, bro. So Realmuto's strong throwing arm is easily identified, but his blocking skills are often overlooked. You said it. Over the last three seasons, Realmuto ranks sixth in blocking runs. Yeah, that's a real stat. The five catchers ahead of him have combined to bat .241 during that time, while Realmuto's .286 average ranks third among 48 qualified catchers. And his reputation as a poor pitch framer proved accurate in his first full two seasons with the Marlins, but that stigma is no longer true. Don't believe it when you read it online. I've seen it all over the place today. It is not true. Over the last two seasons, he ranks 22nd among 99 graded catchers in framing runs above average. He is good now.
All right.
At the very least, he's average.
And he also can run. And you rarely see catchers who can run.
This is my favorite part of his game. Over the last three seasons, Yadier Molina is the only catcher with more innings behind the plate than Realmuto. Even so, he has not dogged it on the base pass. He is ranked first among all catchers in average sprint speed in each of the last three seasons, according to StatCast. And he has parlayed his speed into run-scoring opportunities in a way that most catchers never can. He has ranked above the league average in extra bases taken percentage. Yeah, that's a real stat, too. In each of his four full big league seasons, and his figure of 67% last season ranked second among 278 players, not just catchers, with at least 300 plate appearances. He can run.
Dude, you're all excited, man. We may have to fire hose you down here.
All right,
so now, analytically, by himself, he's going to give the Phillies 2-3 extra wins. That's just by himself. But what does that mean, like, handling a pitching staff? And, like, how many extra wins can this guy make the Phillies account for here?
My suspicion here is that the gap between he and Alfaro and whomever else he is replacing in that respect is 2-3 wins by himself, but there's a reasonable chance, given his experience, that he can handle the pitching staff in such a shrewd way from his experience that number goes up to 4, maybe even 5. And if you consider where the Phillies are now, you see them as a team probably in the 85, 86, 87 win range, if you're being generous. And if they want to drop some stupid money on Bryce or Manny, I think you're looking at a 90-win ball,
If they sign Bryce Harper or Manny Machado, we're going to plug you into an electric car to charge it.
I'm going to show up at your studio at 3 in the morning instead of mine.
Unbelievable. That's good stuff, Hembo. Thanks for letting us know, brother.
You're a good man. Enjoy the weekend.
All right, there he is. That's Hembo with Real Muto Stats. So,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.